Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We give glory to the Almighty, the God of all our salvation. We praise the Lord, give glory to our God. Hallelujah. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Praise the Lord. Alexa, play God Favored Me.
You want me to start God Favored Me, right?
Yes.
Getting that from YouTube.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Evidently, it's not going to play my song. We bless the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. What an awesome, marvelous, phenomenal God we serve. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. What an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Prophet Bird?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was about to ask you to sing a song. I was trying to get Alexa to play while I try to get the, it's going to play on the TV. Praise the Lord. It's just me and you. I'm just going to check while I play this song. I'll be back with you in just a moment.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Are you busy or are you coming on tonight for the meeting? We didn't get to do it on the last week when the baby was born. We're having service tonight. Not service, after 6 o'clock having the meeting. It's at 6. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make another call, okay? God bless.
Abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it.
can't help it. But to give God glory today, when I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side.
Hello, darling. You're at work and you're going to be at the meeting tonight for the prayer. At 6 o'clock. All right. Thank you. Love you.
That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God paid to me.
My character. My integrity.
My integrity.
My faith in God. He said,
will not fall.
Hello, darling, how you doing? I'm TikTok Margaret. Are you coming to the meeting tonight? This is for the prayer that we have in next month. Is that six? Can you hear me? This is Diga. I was saying, are you coming to the meetings at 6 o'clock about the prayer? Okay, then. It's for all of us. All right. Love you. Yes, ma'am. Love you. Are you coming to the meeting at 6? Oh, I'm sorry. I see your name now. All right, God bless.
Yeah!
God is lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Glory be to God. God favored me. As we come before you tonight, God, we bless you. We thank you, glory to God, for this opportunity to come together. Glory to God for the praise and magnify your name. We bless you, glory to God, for all your great and mighty acts. What an awesome, marvelous, wonderful God we serve. Forgive us for every offense against your word. And as we exalt Jesus and give him glory and praise, we thank you, Lord, for this time that you caused us to come together for our meeting of the Eagles in September the 9th. God, we're looking forward to a great and mighty move of God, not glory to God to do anything else but glorify and magnify your name. God, we thank you for even the meeting tonight. We ask you to bless, put everything in place, glory to God, bind up any interference with our system, our phones, or glory to God, any miscommunication. We just want to bless you and thank you for what you're doing. God, we believe in that you have given this time to us, so we are praying against every interference that would even stop or block or try to interfere with, glory to God, us coming together. God, thank you for all the miracles and the healings and the deliverance and salvation and, glory to God, encouragement that you're doing on the lines. And when we pray, glory to God, together and even individually, but even more, even collectively, how the you say any two stand touching the ground, how you move in the midst. We thank you, Lord God. We give all praise, glory, and honor to you. And thank you for the vessels that will obey and hear your voice and study the word and seek out your face and speak and decree and declare what God says by faith is walking in obedience. We need you, Lord, for courage, and we don't want to walk no more in our flesh and independence. We got to depend more on you like never before. God, we bless you. Glory to God. You said you are jealous, God, and you'll have no other God before you. So help us deny this flesh and make sure as we seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else will be added. Touch it. Strengthen the bodies. Encourage these bodies, God, and even those, glory to God, that had other things that they had before the Lord and had to do today. We thank you for this time that we use wisely for you. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open all the lines so we may be able to communicate with one another. And right now it's six of us. The others, I don't know when they're coming on, but we have those that are on the line now. We will go ahead on with our meeting and praise God. And I'm not going to stay before you long, just going to bring updates and finalize what we already talked about as being getting together, glory to God, and for our restaurant. The other thing also we were supposed to talk about as well is the place of our meeting. And the two meeting places was the Y and also option also for Mallet Creek Recreation Center. Okay, for right now, I have to get a finalization on Monday because I didn't get a response back over the last couple of weeks from the Y. And that's right by the one that's not far from several of the restaurants. We're going to narrow it down to three of them. And the other one is, each one of them is anywhere between seven minutes and 10 minutes. So there's not going to be a problem either way. Now, one thing is that with the Y is it can accommodate us for the 10 o'clock time, which we want to be in the city, and we all agree to that timing. That's not going to be a problem, but there's a thing that came up with the CPR that he has to confirm about to make sure that does not be a problem on Monday. So as soon as I get that answer back on that, I will definitely, because I had been telling them that no one had been responding back to my call. So right now, as soon as he does that, he'll have he'll email me back with that information and the contract, which on that would be $98, I believe. I don't know about any taxes, but he just said $98. But, was it 98 or 95? I have to look back at my paperwork. But anyway, not my paperwork, my note, because I don't have anything official until Monday. That will have the 2 hours that we talked about at that time. And for us bringing anything in, I told him we're just bringing bottled water because we're coming to pray. So that's, and the other one that I was getting ready to put the money on, but thank goodness I didn't, because someone, when I talked to them about coming in to put that the funds down on it, when I talked to them the other day, come to find out someone omitted to tell me that they don't do any scheduling until 12 o'clock. So that would just throw everything back to having to come in and go back over again and say, you know, we couldn't be into the city until 12. So that's where we stand on that situation. So from what I understand, he said he believed he had another room when we go back to a fourth, the Y part, about the 10 o'clock. And the 10 o'clock wanted the Y would accommodate us. And then right in the parking lot, well, you almost say parking lot, which is right, it's a street right between, just like you look out from the parking lot to the other other restaurant is right across, and that's Longhorn. The other restaurants, or just right down, probably about 5 more minutes down the street, and that is Friday's, Chili's, Cheddar's, and some other restaurant. And the one I told you about that is Rivers is, that would be another additional 7 minutes away. So we're going to narrow down tonight, the Lord say the same, the 3, maybe 4, but the 3 restaurants that, you know, we can just go ahead and lock in to say what we want to. So there is, like I said, there's Friday right next door to us, Chili, and there's Cheddar, or the restaurant called Rivers, where they sell the seafood. They have some Asian food in it, and it has American food like ribs and ham and salad bar, have greens, I mean not greens, beans and whatever else that's in that particular restaurant. The other 3 that we just named, I know you already know, was Friday, what's in the ones that have been about Chitters and Cheddar. They more or less kind of have all more or less kind of some of the same kind of things that they own, as well as their own specialty. So tonight we'll try to find out how do you feel about the 4 that we just named, and we're going to get a vote on it, or just for me to just tell me, because the lines are open, and you can tell me kind of like what's in mind, and all we got to do is just go from there, and then we can, what we hear more of, that's probably what we'll go for. So out of the 4, like I said, there's Rivers with the variety, and got plenty space for, well, I think both all of them have plenty of space for parking. And then, you know, some would have the tables that, you know, the long table. Rivers definitely do. There's some area in all 3 other restaurants have, you know, fairly whatever if they got to push some tables together. So for Rivers, Cheddar's, Chili's, and Friday's. So what are we hearing?
I want to nominate Cheddar's.
Okay.
I'll go with the one that Prophet said too.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. I don't know what. That's fine with me. Whatever the majority picks is fine with me.
Yeah, me too.
Cheddar's is good for me.
Anyone else?
I'll go with Cheddar's Patterson.
Okay.
I go with Cheddar's also.
I would never do that.
All righty then. We're going to go ahead on with Charity. That's already the majority. Pastor Bird, Mother McCormick, Pastor Burton, Mother Willette, Sister Brenda, Sister Noel. So that's what we'll go with. And I'll, of course, I'll be there too. Well, not be there, but I'll agree. I don't know where that be there be at. But anyway, so in the meantime, I want to ask this other question here. Now, if anything changes, definitely I'm going to go ahead and call on Monday. And my prayer is definitely I would prefer the Y. And, I forgot, I told you Longhorn was right in the parking lot. So I'm sorry, but if you still want to do that, that's down the street, and Longhorn is right there in the parking lot, more or less. With I said it a couple times, but I didn't add it in there with the other one. So if you decide you want to change, fine, you can just come right out of the Y and go right across the street. You can walk across it, or you can, when I say street, it's like a little narrow street, like you walk out of the parking lot back into this parking lot. So I do apologize. We have the Y. You can go straight right there. But if you decide to go down the street, then we all gather together and go down the street. So I do apologize. I did say it Longhorn, but when I said vote, I forgot all about Longhorn just that quick. So if anybody want to change, it's still fine. So, okay. Everybody's fine. Then we'll ride down the street to the other store, the other restaurant. All right, so I just want to give that option because just all of a sudden it just came back to me. I forgot about that. All right, the other thing, we want to hear your responses tonight. Are you fine with just waiting and some Monday, or do you want to just go ahead and have to, and like I said, there's no other choice. We have to change it. We use the other facility. It has to be 12 o'clock. So we want to just wait till Monday.
Minister BJ.
Yes.
Is why you have to wait until 12 o'clock or the church facility, which I'm a little bit confused.
No. I said we're using two centers. That's the two centers I named was Mallard Creek when we came on, and the other center was the Y. Preferably the Y.
Oh, okay.
Y,
did say Mallard Creek Rec Center. You did say that.
Yes.
Okay, so that one and the Y is two separate places.
Yes, the YMCA and the Mallard, these two different centers. Because before when we were talking, I talked about either a center or either the church, but it's possible that the church we may not, and then the church is way downtown, and the other what's name is up here. I mean, no restaurants really was down close around, and you have to ride a little distance for some of the restaurants across from the city, or either in the crusted part of the restaurants right there in the city part of. Right down there, I'm not familiar with it, and they are kind of high too. But in the meantime, we would have to ride out. And at the time, they have anniversary and some other stuff going on, so it was not a good choice to really just go ahead and take that. So after last thing I was talking about, we more or less going to have to go with the centers, and these are the two centers. That's the Mallard Creek Center, and I was saying they weren't too far from the restaurants, but we have to make a decision when we talk again, but everything happened on the 12th. We didn't have that meeting, so now we just have to come to the conclusion here on the centers. But only thing is I just found out that I wasn't told that you on the recreation center that's at Mallard Creek, they don't start any meetings using their facilities for us, any conferences or anything, until 12. But the Y.
Well, sounds like we may as well choose the Y since if we can get it near by 10.
That's what I want to. But unless anything happens and something conflict with that, that he was talking about, he had to check on something that came up about the CPR class. That's the only way. That was really the official one that I wanted anyway. Was the Y, but the option with the other place, both of them are fine. But it's just preferably the Y. And they do, and come to find out, and know why now, because they can't accommodate us the time we want. But it's got to be confirmed by Monday. And the other one, if we have to do that, we will have to make an adjustment to the 12 o'clock time. And not unless I can find out that he has another closer time
Other than that, I didn't even ask because the main thing it is, it sounds like this was going to be okay, but he said, I'm sorry, I got to confirm something about that CPR class. So in the meantime, that's the reason why it's only a hold up, but I'm just believing I'll be well with that. But I can call everybody once I find out by Monday, no later than Tuesday, on what that is, and then we can take it from there. And I will inquire if this, even if it's an hour later, would be better than still waiting until 12 o'clock. But I'm going to, if he has another slot, but I'm gonna check for us on that time. So that's where we are for the update. And those were the main two things that we needed to discuss today. So that's the reason why I want to just make sure we stay on top of this and that we'll continue to pray that we won't have anything that will hinder us from coming together on that time. The other thing was I had asked, you know, everybody if they were not for the meal. We're supposed to be asking. Somebody dropped off. Who was that? 0795. But anyway, that we would make sure that we would all bring at least 20 to help accommodate whatever we have to do for the fee for the building. And that was it. So if any other questions, you know, you can go ahead and ask now.
Okay. That's fine with me.
Okay.
Fine with me.
Well, okay, then we all.
It's fine with me.
Praise God. So right now, only thing we have now is left is prayer. And let me ask you this. We do, since things are not confirmed yet, it could be any day, any time now. At least I'll have to call individually or just leave. If the message is still good for 10, then I really can just call individually or text and let you know. Anything changes that it does not accommodate us at 10, which I'm believing not, that's not going to be a problem. Then that way I will try to find out what other data we can talk in if it comes to a point where a change of time, which is very important because if everybody's already set to be at 10 and leave at whatever time they got to in the morning from their location to get here, that's something serious and major. And if I find out that everything is a go, then all I have to do is just go ahead and text you all. So now while we're on the phone, that's just hypothetically, if anything's changed from that, what day or just you want to do it, you know, what we'll do is about to discuss any change for the location if it has to be. What day, like I said, hypothetically, that you want to do the same thing for a Saturday for a 30-minute meeting to call everybody, or you have another day you want to do it because we need to do it this week. We are almost embarking upon September, and just any time, that time going so fast. So
what's the day in September again?
September 9th. That's right after Labor Day, the next weekend.
Is that on a Saturday or Sunday?
Yep. Saturday. Everything will be Saturday. No one's scheduling that like for no Sundays for people's services. So it's Saturday.
Okay.
And you can give us the information next Saturday if you want to on the 26th of August.
No, I'm going to give you the information.
Saturday.
Listen, I'm going to give the information about yay or nay about between Monday and Tuesday. Tuesday at the latest because you're supposed to get back in touch with me by Monday. But I'm saying we're believing all be well, then all I have to do is just text and tell you all, it's a go. But I say if something changed, like you have to readjust your time for another time slot, then what day, hypothetically, would you rather just go ahead and say one day during the week and call everybody on the phone for a day, but I think people have different days of Bible study, or should you just leave it at Saturday and do it again at 6 or 5 or 4 or whatever? Because we've been meeting at like 6 if there's anything that we have to have a meeting. So you want to leave it at, if anything major changed, even though I tell you, okay, if something changed and we can't have 10 and we have to move that slot, what day would you want to still just say, just talk to make that adjustment. Is that Saturday, or you want to do a day during the week? But like I said, considering that people have Bible study in church a day during the week, not unless it's one day that everybody is free to talk, if we have to make another time slot.
Well, I prefer the Saturday, and that's what I prefer. So
okay.
Yeah, you can do it Saturday, too.
Everybody still good for 6 o'clock Saturday if anything major change.
Good for me.
There's only to be people. The lines are open. I'll tell you what. I don't know why nobody else said anything about Saturday. If anything major change, 6 o'clock, those that will come online, we'll talk to you on Saturday. But you will know by Tuesday and so forth if anything changed. One way or another, you know by then. So if there's anything major change, 6 o'clock on Saturday, we'll talk. If we got to move that up an hour, or whatever like this, or down an hour, I wouldn't say down because it's already gonna be early enough. Because some people got to ride an hour and 45 minutes. I'd have to read an hour and a half. So if you got to move up an hour, you'll have that time. So that's what we'll do. So at this time and so forth like this. Apostle Bird, would you just kindly go ahead and give us, if all minds and hearts are clear, we're just going to go ahead and have this prayer, and then we'll get back in contact with y'all by Tuesday, and still looking forward to all of us, because there's options there. Just the only thing that could throw us off a little bit is a little bit of time slot, but for us, everything else still in place for the night. So if there is nothing else to ask or any other inquiries or any other concerns, then I want you to still keep it in mind and not just be on the line and think about it and just withdraw. This is a very important time that's being planned for us to come together in prayer. Thank God for the power of the prayer line, and we're coming together, but this was a time so for to get together and pray, but also for fellowship and also to see, knowing each other by the Spirit, but even to see each other physically eye to eye, many of us that have not seen each other but just been online. So I pray it's not going to be just a time that you say we're going to come and end up just already just kind of like nonchalantly take it and don't show up or don't come. Be very considerate of the fact that we do need to come together, and this is a special time. So I'm praying that just like with anything else, you got to pray and bind and cancel assignments of the enemy, because whether we're having a meeting at church or business or school or just family, you know, there's going to be challenges. But in the meantime, when we really determined to do something, you know, you work at it, and you, as prayer, as people that know the tricks of the enemy and know, glory to God, when God assigns something to our hand to do, it's not a pleasure time. And then a lot of times people do more and fight for things for pleasure than they do sometimes for things for ministry. Let us not be those kind of people, that we will just kind of be faithful the best we can. We know situations occur all the time, but let's take this serious about us coming together to really pray and intercede. So with all of that being said, there's no more questions or no concerns at this time. Then we'll go ahead and ask our Prophet Bird to pray for us and also the ministry and for our endeavors in what God is calling us to do.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we do honor you today. We praise you. We give you glory. We thank you, God, for the meeting of the eagles today. We thank you, Father God, as we came together to get some business straight. We thank you for being in our midst. We thank you, Father God, for unity. We thank you for oneness, dear God. We thank you that each of us, as we go about our business today, God, that we continuously to keep you first, that we pray without ceasing. We thank you, Father God, for healness. We thank you for wholeness. We thank you that every need everyone have on this phone is met in you today. So, God, we glorify you. We thank you. We thank you for Pastor BJ for bringing us together, keeping us together. And, God, we are thanking you that we will be able together to lift you up, to glorify you, and to pray whatever you put on our hearts for your people now. in Jesus' name. So we thank you again for mercy and grace, and look over each of us as we are in our homes. We love you, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise God. Thank you for your taking the time and coming online. And the couple that that wasn't able to make it today, we'll try to make contact with them and update them on the information. But we do bless God, and it's seven of us or eight on tonight. Praise God. And so we thank God for you, and this evening. So we look forward to it and pray God's blessing coming over everybody. And I thank you for your prayers and praying one for another and the power of God in operation in all of our lives. As we lift up Jesus, help us to do that daily and continue to trust him that all is well in our gathering and coming together. So be blessed. Have a great day. Angels be in camp. Blood covering. Shalom. Shalom.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you. Shalom.
Love you all.
Bye-bye.
Love you all.
Praise God. Bless the Lord.